You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady,
hey.
Or Pam Collins.
Hey there.
How are you today, Pam?
Pretty good.
Good. Well, it's got to be a busy time for the bees.
Yeah, well, yes and no. You know, we're getting to the end of the season, and we've noticed, like, when we're sitting on the porch, the garden is kind of just beyond our little patio, and I see a lot of activity. They're up, like the hostas, they've gone to, you know, how they have those blue flowers. Mm-hmm. Bees really like that color. Looking there in the coral bells, and we have some bee balm, you know, so they're really looking for stuff to eat, because the goldenrod is in full bloom now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the last big hurrah for the season.
Okay.
And we think that it's probably running a little bit later than it has in previous years, because we still have goldenrod that you can see hasn't blossomed yet. You know, some of it is already dying out. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's usually a little further along by now. But, I mean, everything is a little bit upside down this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Steve just was out mowing the lawn. This is September, and he's out mowing the lawn, but it's still green and still growing. It's the craziest thing. So pretty soon we'll be harvesting. We usually do it the last week in September. So we'll see. Maybe it'll be that again this year. And then after that, we will be feeding them, giving them supplemental stuff, because it's still... They're still out and about, mm-hmm. you know, they'll still be out and about until it gets, you know, below 50s, you know, in the 40s. And then they'll start huddling together to stay warm. But after the goldenrod, there probably isn't much for them to eat. So,
Wow. So, well, and then once you get it, we'll be a selling spot like we have been for years in the past, because people have been asking about it, too.
Yeah, so. We don't have as many supers on this year. The supers are the frames. Yeah, the extra frames above the brood boxes that hold the pure honey, you know, the stuff that we harvest. By this time last year, several of them had 3, 4, and one or two even had 5 supers on them.
Wow.
Which was really unusual.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, they mostly just have 2, maybe 3 supers on. So,
really? Why is that?
We don't know. Don't know. But could be, you know, we've had so much rain.
Okay.
And they can't go out when it's raining, you know, to collect, because it'll kill them. They'll drown. So could be that, and could just be we're behind. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a huge surge in the next couple weeks, and we'll have to add a bunch more supers. I don't know. But might be smaller this year.
Wow. Well, that's our bee report. Now we'll do our Hastings update.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, you know, that sheet that I bring every week.
8.5 by 11, one side.
It's almost
totally
exactly
full.
Like
it is.
What
Maybe
it was the last time I was here.
A third on the other side, or a quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, it's that time of year. And hopefully now there's going to be a little bit of a bump in the next, you know, month or so. And there could easily be, because I don't know if you've been paying attention to the interest rates, but it's interesting, because I had printed out the report that I got from one of the lenders that I quote every time I'm here, and they had dropped considerably from what they had been, and they say it's the lowest that they've been since October of last year. And then... Literally, as I was driving in, I got a ding on my phone, and there was an updated email from the same lender, and the rates had dropped even a little bit more. So that's very good news.
So what is the average that they're at now?
So a 30-year fixed rate which had come down to 6.250 is now 6.125.
Okay.
And 20 years are down in the fives, 5.7, 15-year, 5.3, and a 10-year. If you took a 10-year loan out, they're offering them at 5.250. So,
wow.
And even like a USDA, that would be like a rural development mm-hmm. loan, they're 6, and the FHA and VA are both below 6%. So, you know, a drop like that between like 7% and 6% mm-hmm. can mean nearly a couple hundred dollars on your monthly payment, depending on, you know, how much you're financing. So, mm-hmm.
Wow.
If you are holding off for any reason, just don't hold off any longer.
Right. Jump in. It's time to do it.
Yep. Take the plunge.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, our topic of the week, a guide to buying your first home.
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. that's where the home market is its weakest right now, isn't it, as starter homes, beginners?
If you get something that's super, super cheap, mm-hmm. it's probably because there are some issues with it.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard to get into something really decent mm-hmm. For much under 300. Certainly, you know, it has to be over 200, 250. But you got to just take the plunge and do it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. It's once you're on the escalator, you're fine, but it's just mm-hmm. getting on it that yep. is really important.
Yeah, yeah.
The sooner the better.
Yeah. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of work through. I have a kind of a booklet here that I'm just going to work my way through. We'll mm-hmm. see how far we get through it today and then probably continue it next week for sure.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to talk to, because I work a lot with first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a scary thing, I know.
Yep.
When you're buying a house for the first time, you really don't know what to expect. And, I was just talking to a couple on Sunday that are, you know, going to just begin the process. Mm-hmm. And they had no idea even where to begin or where to start. They know I'm a realtor, so they asked me, you know, what do we do? Because they saw a house that was super, 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 super cheap out in the country, and they thought, oh, you know, let's take a look at it. And she said, so what do we do? Because there is a sign out in the yard for the listing agent. Do we have to call those people and have them let us into the house? And so I thought, well, let's kind of go through the basics, how mm-hmm. it works. Okay.
Right.
Let's say you're going to want to sell your house. You hire base or contract with what's called a seller's agent or a listing agent. And that's whose sign is sitting out in the yard. And that listing agent is representing you, the seller, because they're going to try to help you get the best deal for it that you can. And then, so somebody calls on that sign and says, you know, I see you have a house for sale. And yes, that listing agent can also represent the buyer. And there have been many, many times where I have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, let's say that's not the house you want to buy. You want to look at other houses too. You really need to have your own agent that we call the buyer's agent representing you that will take you to see houses all over the city or all over the area that mm-hmm. you're looking in and represent your best interest, not just that one house, because you don't want to have a gazillion different agents from all these different houses that you have to deal with.
Right.
And the reality is a lot of times, it's not true in Hastings, because the many, many, many of the houses here in Hastings are listed by our local agents here. But chances are just as good, though, that you're going to run into an agent, for example, from, I don't know, St. Cloud.
Okay.
Or up in the city someplace mm-hmm. that has a niece or a nephew here that's selling their house, and so they list it for them. They don't know a thing about Hastings market other than to do a market to sell their house at an appropriate price. And they're not really the one to probably take you around and look for houses in Hastings. So you really need to have a local agent that knows the local market, work with you to help you to walk through, you know, all the steps and to take you to houses, all mm-hmm. the houses that are available, and to know if maybe that was a high price or a low price for the house right. that you're looking at.
Yep. And that's what you said it all. And how can folks get a hold of you?
Oh, give me a call. 651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office here locally at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam or the Bee Lady. Either yep. way, it'll get to you.
Yep, but, it'll get to me.
You're right. You need somebody looking out for your best interest.
Right, right. Yeah, and that can set up a search for you. Mm-hmm. That's what I always do for my buyers. You know, we'll set up a search. They tell me where they want to live. And I've mentioned this before, but I can have the boundaries up to the exact street that you don't want to live beyond, you know, because of your commute, okay. for example. And then we can really pinpoint the areas you want to live in. Mm-hmm. And then we can isolate, you know, by price, by bedrooms, by outbuildings, a lot of different things, how many stalls in the garage, things like that. So mm-hmm. we can really set up a very, very defined search for you. And as we all know, some comes on the market, you really do need to get out and look at it as soon as you are able to. For example, that young couple that I was telling you about, it had come on the market 3 days before that, by the time they asked me about it. And so I said, okay, yep, let's set up a search or a showing. By the time I set up the showing, it had already sold at a price like that. So you need to have mm-hmm. somebody who lives close by that's available to show you the house
on a moment's
as soon
notice.
As it comes. Yep,
yeah.
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I know when if you've never owned a house before, It's okay because to feel a little bit nervous about the mm-hmm. whole process because it's a big deal. I mean, this is like the largest purchase you've ever made in your entire life, you know.
Yep.
And it's something you really don't know that much about necessarily,
right.
too, if you've never had a house to take care of. And can I even qualify for one, or should I just keep on renting? You know, all these mm-hmm. questions going through your head. And one of the things that I was thinking about that I have heard voiced before is, what if I, like, lose my job, but I've got this mortgage, you know? And it's true. Sometimes mm-hmm. your
that
jobs
happens.
Do change. But think about this. If you are renting, you know, you're still going to have to pay your rent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, good point.
And when you buy a house, that is what your payment is. You mm-hmm. know what it is. And rent prices, as we all know, are going up and up and up mm-hmm. and up and up and up and up. In fact, I looked at a chart, and it was talking about the price of, in fact, I wonder if I have, I think I have it with me. It was showing, home price. Yep, here we go. Increase in rents, and it went back to 1988. Okay.
Okay, yep.
So I was thinking, okay, that goes back to almost the beginning of our marriage, which actually was a little bit before that. But we were paying at that time, I remember, for our first apartment, it was like $250 a month.
I was going to say yes. I remember because you and I are close to the same age.
Yep.
Yes.
And
yep.
and at the time, it was a huge amount of money.
It was a lot of money,
you know,
yes, it
compared
was.
To what we were making. And,
yep.
Oh, you know.
Yep.
But
I remember that gas was, like 80, 90 cents a gallon or 55 cents a gallon.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was working at the Red Owl in Hastings here as a carryout stock boy, making $6 an hour. And right? I thought that was huge.
Yeah, I remember hearing about somebody making $10 an hour, wow, thinking, oh my
they're
word.
They're rich.
Yeah.
Yes.
What can I do to get a job like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that same apartment that you were paying $250 for, you know, back in maybe the early 80s, you're going to be paying at least $1,500 for. Same apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's getting close to a house payment.
Exactly, exactly. Now, the thing is, let's say you buy a house today, and you paid $300,000 for it, which would be not unusual. And say you're paying $1,500, you know, I'm not saying that that's what it would be, but we have to pick some numbers. Next year, the value of that house may have risen to $310,000. Mm-hmm. Maybe 5 years from now, the value of that house has risen to $350,000, you know? So the value of your house is going to keep going up and up and up and up and up,
yes,
right?
Yes, you're on that escalator.
Yep. But your payment, if you have taken out a 30-year mortgage, it's exactly the same year after year after year after year. Your principal stays the same and your interest stays the same. Now, the taxes and the insurance, there might be a little bit of a raise in that, but you break it down over the year and it's not anything like the amount that you would be increasing if you had...
Just rented
a house. And then the thing is, think about it. These are just things to think about if you're thinking of buying a house for the first time. You buy a house, and let's use that same scenario, $300,000. Mm-hmm. Like for us, we paid $115,000 for our house originally. And before we put the addition in, and that was only 10 years later, it had already more than doubled in value. And and the same thing is going to, you know, if things go like they have for the last, you know, century,
and they,
value is going to keep increasing. So you're going to have more and more and more and more money that we call equity. I'm going to go into that more maybe next week. In your pocket to cash out on whenever it is that you decide to sell your house or take out a Sorkin mortgage for home improvements or, you know, emergencies or whatever. So
You said something that's very valuable and true. You're on that escalator and your equity's building, but you're still paying the same price.
Exactly.
And that
exactly.
is such an important benefit. Well, one final time, Pam. How can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
It's been fun, Pam. Thank you. It's been a learning. You taught us something.
Good.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, the Bee Lady, or Pam Collins, if you'd like to get a hold of her. Her cell phone, 651-319-1298. Or you can call the local Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. This is KDWA Hastings.